This is Tim Bourguignon, blogging another step for developer's journey. Well, it's about 11 p.m. on a Saturday. What could I have better to do than walk around and log a few thoughts for the for this project of mine? Huh? Well, I put the family to bed. It was about 9, something like this. And I just worked 2 hours on my next presentation, the upcoming TopConf in Linz, Austria. I've been working on this for the past few days or weeks. I told you so in the previous update. Well, this is growing in my mind. I kind of revamped the articles I wrote into slides. Well, it's not really slides because for the first time I'm using reveal.js, so not going to the PowerPoint bandwagon, but the JavaScript new way of doing things. I used slides.com for a while, and long story short, my credit card was not allowed for payment there. I still don't understand why, so I extracted the whole thing and I'm hosting it on a Bitbucket repo and doing it all by myself, which is also nice. I mean, I cannot update it from everywhere in the world as easily, but it still works and it's gonna be nice. It's kind of nice to have this this flexibility of JavaScript to play around with. But you have to shift your mindset a little bit and understand how this thing ticks. But when it's working well, it's kind of fun. So how is the presentation gonna look like? Well, the most important thing is it's going to be kind of a keynote-like. I have a few slides with quotes where there's a bit of text, but beside that, I'm very, very sparing words. So it's most slides have something like one title, which is a 4-5 words, and then a few keywords, maybe a bullet point like just under it, and that's it. So it's going to be more like a speaky talky talk, and not really much content to see on the slide themselves. But that's exactly the way I intended it to be, so that's okay. I also watched intensively the Toastmasters World Championships on YouTube this past days to gather tips and tricks how to structure the presentation in terms of rhythm and rebounds, and try to put this motion and this fun I was talking about in the previous entry. So the talk is kind of shaping up, and I'm pretty happy of how it's turning out. I still have 1 week to polish those the transitions, polish exactly those fun parts of it. I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's really something. I don't know. So beside this, the book didn't grow much. I've been thinking a lot about interviews. I had a big discussion yesterday during lunch with some colleagues about the hard skills versus soft skills. This is one of the slides I have in the presentation. And yesterday during lunch, I bombed them with kind of trial questions and see how they react and see if I can drop this out in the presentation as well. And the thing I was saying is, For me, technology, or the buzzword bingo, if I can say, meaning the profile matching for a candidate, is kind of a hard base. If I'm looking for my client for a JE developer or .NET WPF developer, for instance, do those things, I cannot really skip over and say, well, let's take the C++ guy. That's not gonna do. This is, as I said, a buzzword bingo. I need to fill up those tick boxes. Yes, he did JE. Yes, he knows Hibernate, or yes, he knows Spring, and then we can go further. But this is not really the question. The question is one step further. When am I satisfied? Meaning, when do I have the enough confidence to say, well, I think this is gonna work? And my point, and some colleagues didn't really agree with that, is that with technology alone, my confidence is pretty low. If I have the impression during an interview that the candidate is a really technically strong candidate, this is good. This is really good. This is gonna give me, or give him, some points in my mind. But the there's a multiplying factor on it. If this person gives me the impression that he masters soft skills as well, then the multiplying factor is way higher. So I could say the technical part is for me something like the 20%. It's a 20% that is necessary, and if those 20% are not there, then it's bye-bye. If the guy is really strong, maybe he's gonna raise something like 30% in my mind. That's gonna be good. But if on top of that, I start to see communication, I start to see curiosity, I start to see a likeliness to experiment and find answers on his own, then the bar raises very, very fast for me. It's not something like 20, 25, 30. It's 20, 40, 60, 80. Meaning this soft skills are really multipliers for the quality of a profile. And this has been in the past the only way I had, or I found, to quickly sort out the best profiles I found. So I kind of scan for this technical base, try to find the good enough in this technical base. This is already kind of hard, but thankfully I was helped with developers attending some job interviews as well, and screening for this as well. But then, if this works, then I'm really eager to find the rest. Scanning for clean code, scanning for reactions when I speak about test-driven development or pair programming. Seeing if the candidate really digs this, and if he does, then that's, for me, a sign that it's gonna work. And so far, it's been kind of spot on. So I don't have any example in mind with somebody with whom it didn't work, and the only person in the past 18 months which didn't work was kind of a strange profile. So I would put him aside of this rule. That's the exception that confirms the rule. So this is something I'm trying to sort out in my mind. Maybe I'm gonna use that in the presentation. I'm not sure in the talk. I like to know what you think. Have you noticed this as well? I don't know. Well, this is something, a little gem for this update. We'll see where it leads out. Thanks for listening, and we'll hear each other sometime. Bye-bye.